Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I believe your English will improve today. What are you dedicated to accomplishing in your life? Are you dedicated to accomplishing something? Well, the title of today's lesson is The Story of Albert Schweitzer. Yesterday we learned that this man had a plan for his life from the age of 21 to improve his talents and to help other people. That was his plan. Our lesson ended just after he got married and he and his new wife moved to Africa. Well, what happened next? As we get into our lesson, look out for the answers to these two questions. Here's question number one. What kind of house became a hospital? Yes, kind of a strange question. Here it is again. What kind of house became a hospital? And also, today we'll meet a guy named Joseph. You see this question. What was Joseph's previous job? What was Joseph's previous job? All right, you have your magazine open and you're ready to begin. So let's get started.
The Story of Albert Schweitzer. Their ship docked at Cape Lopez. There they got on a smaller boat, and the last few miles they traveled by canoe. Arriving at the clearing, they saw only a few shacks surrounded by the forest. The next day, they began cleaning and painting an old chicken house, which became the hospital. Schweitzer also built shelves for his medications. Throngs of people came to see the new doctor, which was exhausting. About the same time, a local approached Schweitzer and asked in French if he needed help. Joseph then introduced himself, stating that he spoke English, French, and 8 different African languages.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 clearing 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 clear 清理这个动词，所以 clearing 在这里是指空地。例如 ,we decided to camp at the clearing in the woods and continue our expedition the next morning. 我们决定在树林里的这块空地扎营，第二天早上再继续探险。或者是 ,the helicopter couldn't land because there weren't any clearings in the dense jungle. 直升机没有办法降落，因为这片浓密的丛林中没有任何的空地。接下来我们看的是 medication 这个名词。Medication 是指药物，例如 Jack is taking medication for his diabetes. Jack 因为糖尿病而在吃药。跟它很接近的另外一个名词是 medicine, M-E-D-I-C-I-N-E. Medicine 也可以指药物，但是是指单向的药物。例如 This cough medicine makes me sleepy. 这个咳嗽药让我嗜睡。但是 medication 它可以指药物治疗，也就是可能包括好几种药物。如果要说明某一个人有使用药物治疗的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ,Are you on any medications? 你有在服用任何药物吗？
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, so we're learning here about where Albert Schweitzer and his new wife, Helene, moved to. We see their ship docked at Cape Lopez. There they got on a smaller boat.And the last few miles, they traveled by canoe. Rebecca, how would you like that? How would you like to go from one vehicle to another, to a smaller one, smaller and smaller and smaller, until the place you get your destination?
That sounds so exciting.
Right?
I think it would be really cool. I had kind of a similar experience.
What do you mean?
Yeah, when I lived on Catalina Island...First, I had to travel by car to get to Los Angeles. This is in California.
Okay. Yes.
And then once I got to the Los Angeles area, I had to travel by boat to get from, it was a big boat, to get from, the Los Angeles area to the island. And then if I wanted to go to town, I had to travel by a smaller boat to get to town.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we traveled on foot.
Okay. Hey, I like those phrases that you're using. Mm-hmm. Friends, let's talk about this. To travel by boat. Okay, you could travel by boat, by car, by train, or Rebecca also mentioned on foot.
Uh-huh.
Yes, if you're just walking, you don't use the word by, you use the word on, and you can just say foot. You don't have to say on feet. Actually, mm-hmm. It's not correct to say on feet. It's correct to say on foot. Okay, so like these people in this picture, they are walking. They are traveling on foot. Now, where are they traveling? They might be traveling, well, just to the shacks that are behind them. Because we read here, arriving at the clearing, they saw only a few shacks surrounded by the forest.
Okay, it's a great place to travel on foot, too. Mm-hmm. The next day, they began cleaning and painting an old chicken house. Okay, hold on for a moment, Gabe. I believe this is the answer to the question that you asked earlier. What kind of house became a hospital? An old chicken house. So wait, an old chicken house mm-hmm. is a house where chickens live, right?
Yeah, I kind of think of a chicken coop.
Yeah.
But it's covered, so it's a chicken house. And now these chickens are not living in this place anymore. So Albert Schweitzer is going to turn it into a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Very clever.
Well,
he's very resourceful.
I would say so. So that is exactly what Albert Schweitzer did. He took this old chicken house and turned it into a hospital. Schweitzer also built shelves for his medications. Throngs of people came to see the new doctor, which was exhausting.
Yes.
And of course, you see that word throngs. What is a throng? That's just a large group of people.
That's right. Now, of course, if you're visiting his hospital at that time, you might see something like this, these shelves full of medicine, different bottles and jars. These might have been his medications or what his medications looked like. So throngs of people came to see Albert Schweitzer, which was exhausting. Was it exhausting for the people or for Schweitzer?
Ah, Gabe, I knew you were going to ask that question. It was exhausting for the doctor, for Albert Schweitzer. I mean, think about it. He's only one doctor,
mm-hmm.
and hundreds of people are coming to see him. Of course, our lesson doesn't say exactly how many people, but I can only imagine that there were probably hundreds of people.
Yeah, there's finally a doctor in the area who can help them. Okay, well, speaking of doctors, I know many doctors perform operations. Is there a difference between an operation and surgery?
Hey, Gabe, I'm glad you asked, because the guys in the InfoCloud are going to talk about that very thing.
Yes, they are.
Hello, friends. What do you call it when a doctor cuts open a person's body so that he can deal with a diseased or damaged organ?
If you answered operation, you would be correct. If you answered surgery, that would be correct too. But grammatically, operation and surgery are used differently. Operation is countable and surgery is uncountable.
So notice in the sentence, I had surgery yesterday, there's no article since surgery is uncountable. But there is an article in I had an operation today. Why? Because operation is countable.
Also, operation has a verb form, to operate, but surgery has no verb form. So you can say the doctor operated on my knee, or the doctor performed surgery on my knee.
Surgery can also have a different meaning in British English. In the UK, a doctor's surgery is the building or room where the doctor works and where people go to receive advice and minor treatment. You might call the surgery to make an appointment with a doctor. However, in American English, that would be called the doctor's office or clinic.
外科手术在英文有两个字, operation 跟 surgery, 差别在于 operation 是可数名词, surgery 是不可数名词, 因此我们可以说 I had an operation, 但不能说 I had a surgery, 若是要用 surgery, 就不能够加冠词 I had surgery。 另外在英式英文 surgery 还有另一个意思，那就是诊所或诊疗室。在英国你如果要去看医生，就得先打电话到医生的 surgery 跟医生预约。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. So operation, surgery, now you know the difference. Well, continuing with our lesson, about the same time, a local approached Schweitzer and asked, in French, if he needed help. And, how does he respond?
Okay, well first we should take a look at that word local. Of course, I often use this as an adjective. So a local store is a store that is close by. But here in our lesson, we see it as a noun, a local. So that is a person who lives in that area. So a local approached Schweitzer and asked in French if he needed help. And then this person introduced himself. Joseph then introduced himself, stating that he spoke English, French, and how many different African languages?
Eight different African languages.
That's crazy.
So I guess this local's name is Joseph,
yeah.
And he not only spoke French and English, but eight different African languages. I think that he has a lot to offer. He can help out a lot.
I agree. He would make the perfect assistant to Albert Schweitzer. Okay, well, we're learning about not only one amazing person here, but two people who are dedicated to helping other people. And let's continue learning right after this. Stay! Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, what is the most important thing in life? Is it your career, success, making money? Is it people? To a man named Albert Schweitzer, it was certainly people. Today we learned that he and his new wife, Helene, moved to Africa to help serve the people there. And of course, he turned a chicken house into a hospital. He made shelves for his medications. And he served lots and lots of people who needed help, and it was exhausting. Thankfully, another person named Joseph came by to help Albert, and we're going to learn more about this young man in the next section.
The story of Albert Schweitzer. He became the assistant Schweitzer needed. Once a cook, Joseph knew anatomy and said things like, "This man has a pain in his leg of mutton." Schweitzer would think how a leg of mutton looked and know where the pain was. Joseph also learned about the medications and helped during operations. They also built more buildings, including huts for sick people to stay in. Then the Schweitzers heard that Germany and France were at war, which was alarming because they were Germans in French territory. Eventually, the hospital closed, and only Joseph was left to guard the medicine.
OK, 继续我们看 mutton 这个名词。mutton 是指羊肉，特别是指成年的羊的羊肉。例如 ,mutton stew is today's special at this restaurant. 这家餐厅今天的特餐是炖羊肉。或者是 ,the leg of mutton was seasoned with only salt and pepper before being grilled. 这些羊腿在烧烤之前只用了盐和胡椒提味。如果是羊羔的话就叫做 lamb, L-A-M-B。例如 Sandra ordered lamb chops as her main course. Sandra 的主餐点了小羊排。最后我们看的是 alarming 这个形容词，它原本是 alarm, A-L-A-R-M, 给予警告或使惊恐的这个动词的现代分词，当形容词是指令人害怕的或者是引起恐慌的。例如 There has been an alarming increase of crime in this once quiet neighborhood. 这个曾经一度平静的邻里的犯罪率一直以可怕的速度增加中，或者是 The infectious disease is spreading at an alarming speed， 这个传染病以惊人的速度散播中。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, friends, we already met this guy, Joseph, and we learned that he speaks 10 different languages, English, French, and 8 different African languages. Well, we read, he became the assistant Schweitzer needed. That's right, he became Albert Schweitzer's assistant. Once a cook, hold on for just a moment, Gabe, I believe that is the answer to your second question. What was Joseph's previous job? A cook.
Oh, Rebecca, you were listening carefully.
Mm-hmm.
As were you, friends. Yes. So Joseph was once a cook. That means previously he was a cook. He used to be a cook, okay? Joseph knew anatomy and said things like, this man has a pain in his leg of mutton. So Joseph understood anatomy. That means he really knew the body very well. And so he understood animals' anatomies. Okay, so mutton, that is from an animal. So he would understand where the pain might be in the part of the animal body. Mm-hmm. But that helped Albert somehow, right?
Yes, exactly. Because it says Schweitzer would think how a leg of mutton looked and know where the pain was. So I guess he could imagine where the pain was, and then he would just know.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe you look at the leg of mutton and Joseph points to the top. Okay, so then Albert says, okay, well then if the pain is here in the top of the leg of mutton, then it must be maybe in the thigh of the person. Okay, that's where the pain was. All right, well, at any rate, they worked well together. And we read here, Joseph also learned about the medications and helped during operations. Rebecca.
Yes?
If you didn't have any background in medicine or being a doctor.
Right.
But then somebody just said, hey, can you help me with this operation? How would you feel?
Actually, I think I would be terrified. I would be so afraid. Actually, I don't even like blood. I don't like the look of blood. And then the idea of having to cut someone open without having any experience. No, I'm sorry. I would not be interested.
Yeah,
but that's what Joseph did.
Exactly. Well, I feel the same way. I would be afraid that I would do something wrong and maybe cause even more harm to that person. Well, thankfully, this worked out, okay? Joseph learned about the medications. He helped during the operations, the surgeries. Mm-hmm. They also built more buildings, including huts for sick people to stay in. And those huts, I'm sure they looked a bit like the shacks that you saw earlier. Okay, so sometimes they mean the same thing. A hut, a shack, you can call them different things.
Yes, but they do probably, most likely, look a little bit similar. Anyway, we see then the Schweitzers heard that Germany and France were at war, which was alarming because they were Germans in French territory. Now let's talk about those words, to be at war. Typically when I think of, you know, the words at war, I think of two different countries actually fighting one another, trying to kill one another.
Exactly. So here we're learning about Germany and France being at war. You could also say at war with. For example, you could rephrase the sentence, Germany was at war with France. France was at war with Germany. Or you could just simply say Germany and France were at war. They were fighting each other. And I just have to say, yes, countries can be at war.
People could be at war too.
Well, Rebecca and I are never at war with each other.
Well, no, we're never at war.
No,
with
no,
each
we
other.
Like to tease each other and sometimes fight, but we're never at war, right?
Right. So I wouldn't say like two individual people are at war. I mean, I guess they could be at war, but typically it refers to either countries or, here's another example, you know, during the Civil War, the North and the South were at war with one another. So they're not two separate countries. They're both part of the same country United States, but they were still at war with each other.
Okay, so here in our lesson, Germany and France were at war, which was alarming because they were Germans in French territory. So it's a little bit awkward for them. This was alarming for them. Another form of that word alarming is alarmed. I'm sure you could say that they felt alarmed.
Right, and there are other ways that you can use this word to be alarmed. For example, Katrina was alarmed when a police car pulled into her driveway. She had no idea why there was a police car there. She was alarmed.
And so maybe if she wasn't in trouble, the police would step out of his car and tell her, don't be alarmed. Okay, if you want to make sure someone is not scared, say, don't be alarmed. Okay, so friends, an alarming situation could alarm you. It could make you feel alarmed. But right now, we go to the last sentence. Eventually, the hospital closed and only Joseph was left to guard the medicine. We're going to have to figure out how this story ends next time. But for right now, let's enjoy a review skit.
That's so crazy.
As always.
Yeah.
Ah, this is Africa. We have arrived.
Yes, finally. We have traveled by a ship, and then a smaller boat, and even a canoe.
What an adventure. Let's get started.
Get started?
Yes. People here suffer from terrible diseases. I want to help them.
But where are they? I only see a few shacks, and they're surrounded by forests.
Look! I see the hospital.
Hospital? That's not a hospital. That's an old chicken house.
Now it's a chicken house. But we'll clean it up and paint it, and it will become a hospital.
Where will you put your medications?
I'll build a few shelves.
Good idea, Albert. But will people really come?
Yes! Ah, here comes someone now.
Bonjour?
It's one of the locals.
Bonjour. Excuse me, sir. My name is Joseph. Do you need help?
Ah, you speak French.
Yes, French, English, and 8 different African languages.
Oh, and you're willing to help us?
Yes, I was once a cook, but I know anatomy, body parts. Yes, perhaps I can be your assistant.
Do you know about medications and operations?
I can learn, and I can build huts for the sick people to stay in.
Wonderful. Helene, meet our new assistant.
So, the hospital has closed, and Joseph is the only one left to watch over the medication. What's going to happen next?
Well, I guess we're going to have to find out next time. I hope the story has a good ending, because all those people relied on Albert Schweitzer for his help. Okay, friends, I believe the story does have a good ending. We're going to find out next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.